Andy Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. You can take all the credit. Chris Froome has won his fourth Tour de France, and you're about to interview him.
I wish I could take any credit. He's phenomenal. He really is an inspirational guy. What an achievement. His fourth Tour de France. And what do you need just after crossing the finishing line in Paris? A plane to London to meet me. We're having a lunchtime interview live on Sky News. Do tune in. I'll post some pictures up on Twitter later on. He's an amazing man. Very humble, very modest, and extremely hardworking. So he's won four tours now. The most that's ever been won was five. So next summer he will be trying to join the ranks of Eddy Merckx and Miguel Indurain and Bernard Hinault. And Jacques Anquetil, they're the only men who've won it five times, and Froome is knocking on the door of greatness now, and good luck to him, because he is such a pleasure to be around and such a gentleman to deal with off the bike.
Yeah, indeed, it is certainly a massive test of your endurance and strength to be able to even compete in the Tour de France, let alone win four of them. So we look forward to catching your interview on Sky News. Now tell us about Charlie Gard's parents. They're back in court again.
Yeah, another judgment expected today. So they're pushing on, and Charlie's parents, Chris and Connie, they've had a difficult weekend because Great Ormond Street have released a hospital statement pointing out that members of their staff, doctors and nurses, and Great Ormond Street is the finest children's hospital in Western Europe, the staff have been getting a lot of abuse online and to their faces. Can you believe this? Some including death threats. From people who are questioning why they won't release Charlie Gard for this experimental treatment in the United States. Now, the hospital's view is that the baby boy will not benefit from it and that it would be unfair to put him through the trauma of leaving the hospital on a life support machine, traveling by plane to America. Just the hospital do not believe there's anything in this experimental treatment for baby Charlie. His parents say as long as he keeps fighting, they will keep fighting. It's a horrible case and there's no winners.
Yeah, certainly is. Now, after a tumultuous few months and busy few months indeed for Theresa May, she's going on a holiday.
Yes, walking in the Alps in Italy and Switzerland with her husband, Philip. A lot of people here asking the question today, will she come back? Should she come back? It seems that the plotters will have a busy few weeks. Theresa May, since the results of the election, since the first exit poll, really, on election night, and it was quite obvious that she called that very badly wrong, all the predictions are that someone in the Conservative Party will oust her. So I wonder how much peace she will find in the tranquility of the Alps in the next fortnight. She has a fascinating situation to come back to in September.
Yeah, certainly does. Maybe a good time for reflection. And Liverpool has got a trophy.
Yeah, Premier League Asia Trophy. So this is a little tournament, basically, in Hong Kong that Liverpool were playing in. They beat Leicester City in the final. First glimpse of the new boy, Mohamed Salah, who cost about $75 million. He looked fantastic, and it was Coutinho, the Brazilian that Barcelona want. He scored the winner. So Liverpool looking good. A lot of people will be asking the question, you know, it's all right spending money on attacking talent. Time to shore up the defence and perhaps start getting some new recruits in there, because that's ultimately what costs Liverpool. Liverpool every season is a leaky defence.
Andy, you go and enjoy your interview with Chris Froome and tell him to keep listening to 6PR.
I will do, Ollie, and I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much.
Bye, mate.